7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to be motivated. Our phone number, 855-660-4261, and coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we will be talking about garlic. And if you've always wanted to grow garlic, or you grew it, didn't have the luck that you want, we have a garlic expert coming on the radio again at 8 o'clock. Now, if your station does not carry the program after 8 o'clock, you can go to my website, paulparent.com, and you can listen to the program live on the website. Okay? But everything that you need to know about garlic coming up at 8 a.m. this morning. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Norm from New Hampshire with a question about an invasive tree.
Norm, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Bob.
Hi.
Made the mistake of planting a black locust. Big mistake. It grew to 30 feet in about 5 years, and I discovered it's highly invasive. And a little locust started growing all over my lawn. They have thorns.
Yep.
What? I chopped the tree down, but the little locust spread from the roots as much as 30, 40 feet. What can I do?
Okay. The best thing for you to do is the stump, when you cut it down, is that still visible, or did you take it right down?
Yeah, we ground it down.
You ground down a stump. Okay. Then what you will have to do is where the new shoots are coming, they are developing from the root system in the ground. So take a trowel, dig where the new shoot is coming up, and if you've got a cordless drill, put the largest bit that you can in your cordless drill. Again, dig the soil, try and find the root system, then drill three or four holes or more. Hopefully you'll be able to get a good thick root and get some cleanup, Kilzall, or Roundup, and dump it a little bit in the holes at pure strength. Don't dilute it. Put it pure strength right into the root. So if you dig in the ground with a garden trowel and you come across a root that's 2 to 3 inches in diameter, try and get about drill halfway into the root system. Make as big of a hole as possible, or make a whole series of holes, and pour carefully pure Roundup, Cleanup, or Kilzall into the root, and it will be absorbed. Don't cover it over. Just leave it as is, and the root system will draw it into the root, and it will kill the tree.
Will it help to spray the shoots that come out of the roots at all, the leaves?
Yeah, any of the foliage that's coming up, if you can get it on there, it will be absorbed and taken down to the roots also.
Don't plant a black locust.
It's a fast-growing tree, but damn, those thorns can get 3 inches in length, and you can really get, really, really get stabbed with those.
Thank you, Paul. Don't I know?
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
We appreciate the phone call. 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we'll all work together to solve some crazy problems like this. And, you know, it sounds crazy, but it's not, because it will spread the entire area where the root system is in your lawn. And you have to say to yourself, whatever you have above the ground, there's an identical match below the ground. So if you had a tree that was 30 feet tall and 30 feet wide, the same thing is in the ground. And it's full of energy. And it's all stored in that root. So the tree, because it was cut, still has all the root system and is trying to redevelop. And that's why it's sending out all those shoots. Be aware of it. Keep spraying, and then these holes that you've made, once you see that that the product has all been drawn into the root, add a little bit more. Even if it's only a quarter to a half an ounce in each hole, the more you get into the root, the faster that root system will die, and then your problem will go away. Because if you mow the area and you don't bag it, and even the little shoots will have thorns, if you're running around the yard barefoot, you could step on it and wow, it will hurt. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Maine with a question about cucumbers.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm having some problems, some animal problems in my backyard. And it's chewing off my cucumber vines and even eating some good-sized cucumbers and small ones. And I just want to know the vines that still have blossoms on them, even though the ends of the vines are all chewed on, will those blossoms mature into cucumbers?
Well, cucumbers have both male and female flowers. So what you want to look at is the blossom itself. If there's a short stem with a yellow blossom, you have a male flower. If you have a short stem with a little tiny cucumber and then a blossom, that's the female. And normally a plant will produce 5 males for every 1 females to ensure proper pollination. So, because it's August, because the plant is still actively growing, where the end of the stem was eaten, if you can feed it with a liquid, blooming and rooting, miracle grow, get some liquid food on that plant, and then I'd wait a week and do it again, side shoots should develop from your cucumber vine, and your growth will return. Okay? In the meantime, go to your local garden center, pick up a package of either deer scram or shake away deer repellent. And I would apply that to the garden, because if they've been in there once, they got what they wanted, they will be back. And this time, they could move over, eat your beet greens, eat your carrot greens, They could go to your tomatoes and eat your tomatoes, your peppers, and everything else. And if you have anything in the cabbage family, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, they love it. So take care of the problem to encourage your plant to make some new shoots, and then feed them to encourage some new growth. And then get some type of an animal repellent on the garden to keep these critters out. Okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261. You give us a call and we'll see if we can help you. Those of you that get the newsletter, we have put information on the webs on the newsletter about a trip that we are planning to Alaska for next August. It's a 12-day trip, and the price is going to be incredible. Go to the newsletter, click on it, and you will see everything we are doing. Bouchard Gardens, 50-plus acres of gardens. The city of Victoria, which is known for its hanging baskets. British Vancouver, Denali National Park, and more. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,655.26, $827.63 for a half ounce, or $413.81 for a quarter ounce. $1,615.26, $827.63, and $413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Good morning, and welcome back. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next? We have open phone lines, 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we're going to work together so that you can have a great garden season. I had a couple of emails this week from some of the listeners that their pumpkins are beginning to turn orange. And that is due to the weather. And they want to know, should I pick them? Should I leave them there? What I want you to do is this. If you have pumpkins or even some of your winter squash that seems to be ready, the way that you can tell that it's time for harvest is to look at the stem of the plant, the stem that goes between the vine and the pumpkin. And if that stem is green, leave it alone. If the stem has turned brown, has gotten dry looking, then take your pruners or a sharp knife, cut it off, bring the pumpkin and put it in the shade to try and keep it as cool as possible. And we'll see how long it lasts. The heat and the lack of rain that we had in July and early August has created a situation where some of the early produce vegetables, some of your squashes, some of your pumpkins, are maturing ahead of schedule. And they can be picked and put into storage. But keep them cool. That's the secret. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next, we've got Susan from Cape Cod with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Good morning, Susan. How can we help you with your Rosa Sharon?
Yes, I have 3 bushes that are outside of a fence that are about, 6 to 7 feet. And they're blocking a quite beautiful view, and I'm interested in cutting them possibly sort of in half to about 3.5 feet. I know that you do that after, in the fall, after the foliage and flowers are gone. But is there any detriment to the bushes by cutting them that drastically?
No. Okay. See, but what you want to do is, if you can wait, see, right now, your Rosa Sharon is in full bloom.
Correct.
It's got all kinds of flowers, and it will continue until we've had a frost. If you can wait until the foliage comes off the plant, before you prune, it would make a big difference. The reason is the foliage is filled with energy. And once we get into late September and by early October for sure, the leaves will have turned yellow, fallen to the ground, and all that green chlorophyll that's in them right now will fall, it will drain down into the root system and be stored for the winter. That way, in the spring, when the plant wakes up, it's packed full of energy, and instead of that plant getting to become taller, it's going to get wider. And I'll tell you, if you want to create a beautiful hedge, Rosa Sharon makes a gorgeous hedge that you can keep it at 3 or 4 feet tall. And as long as you prune it every single year in the early spring, because it makes the flowers on the new growth made during the summer. Unlike the hydrangea that makes it on old wood, the Rosa Sharon makes it on the new growth. So pruning it in the fall or in the early spring, it doesn't matter. Now, if you live in northern New England, if you live in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, if you live in the western part of Massachusetts, where the winters are more severe, I would hold off your pruning until next spring, in March or April. The reason is, if you prune, there's no foliage, the way you made the cup may not scab over. And if we have a winter with a lot of wind and sun, the wind could pull moisture where you made the cut on the stem, and it would die back even more. So wait until the spring if you're cold. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Guy Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Those of you that have Rosa Sharon, I want you to do me a favor today. Take a look at your plant, and if you have any buds that have not opened yet, and they should have by you looking at it, you know, placement, if they're on the tips of the branch and there's flowers underneath it, that's okay. But if there are buds in the same area as where some are blooming and they looks like they've been skipped, it's possible that you have an insect called a spider mite. Break off the bud. Bring it in the house. Put it on a piece of white paper and break it apart with your fingers and allow the debris to fall on the white paper. And if you start to see little black dots on the paper that are moving, that's spider mite, okay? And what you need to do is spray your plant with an all-season oil because they will spread due to the heat and you will come down with a problem where you will have fewer and fewer blossoms that will open on your plant. If the plant is covered with blooms and everything looks fine, then don't worry about it. But if only half the flowers are opening and there are still buds there, break a few open and look for the possibility of these little black dots moving. And then you get some oil, and that will solve that particular problem. Okay? So, give it a try. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Laurel from Maine with a question about dogwood.
Laura, good morning. How can we help you with the dogwood today?
Good morning. I have a 30-foot dogwood that I got as a knitting needle about 16 years ago, and it bloomed full bloom for the first time because we didn't have such a bad winter, wonderfully. And but now it's covered with these seed pockets. They look like little porcupines, and the seed is coming out in the middle. But where those are happening, the leaves around it look all crinkly, and I'm wondering what I should do about it to save the whole thing.
Okay. Is produce a rounded fruit or a jelly bean-shaped fruit?
Well, it's sort of a jelly bean shape, but it's coming out of, it's like a seed that's coming out of a round, it looks like round, like porcupine, I mean, like little prickles, and out of that, they're each, some of them are forming into a whole seed, and some have more than two.
Right, okay, then that is perfectly natural. That's telling you that when your tree was in bloom, that you were visited by bees and butterflies and everything else. They did the pollination, and your tree is now making seed that will fall to the ground. And if you're able to collect some of those seeds, put them in a paper bag, and keep them someplace where it's going to be cold for the winter months. Or what you could do is to take a seed tray about maybe 3 inches deep, fill it with soil, and then as these seeds dry up, push them in the soil and leave it outside someplace where it's going to be sheltered. And make sure there's plenty of drainage holes in your container, or just take a big pot, fill it with soil, and push all of these seeds in there. They need to get cold to change the chemical makeup of the seed to help it to germinate, and in the spring, it will make brand new plants for you.
Now, what's happening to the... Excuse me, I was wondering what's happening to the leaves around it. They're all crinkly as if they're not healthy.
Right. The curled up foliage was due to the lack of rain during the month of July.
Okay.
The heat that we've had during July and August, and the humidity that we've had during July and August. Now, I live in Maine. And we have an air conditioner that we use maybe 5 times a year. We can normally tolerate it. But this year, the humidity has been terrible, and I bet you we've run the air conditioner 20 times so that we can sleep at night. So a combination of the high humidity and the heat has created a situation, and my Coosa dogwoods that I have on my property, the end of the leaf is all brown. The leaves are all curled upwards, and there are spots on them, and that's a fungus. So in the fall, when all the foliage comes off your plant, take your bamboo rake, clean around your plant and get all those diseased leaves out from around your tree, because if you leave them there, there's a good chance that fungus will send spores to reinfest your tree next year. Your tree's fine. If you want to help it, then what I would do is buy a bag of plant tone fertilizer. A tree that size, about 10 pounds of food, take a crowbar, make a hole about 6-7 inches deep, put a half a handful of the fertilizer in it, and do it on the drip line of where the ends of your branches reach out in your garden and in your lawn. So look at your tree, follow the ends of the branches straight down, make a hole right in the grass, put a half a handful, and then make another row of holes about 2 feet away from that until the food is all gone. Put this sprinkler on for a half an hour, water it in, and it would help to rebuild the strength and to give it more energy. Right now is the time where your dogwood, where your flowering pear, your flowering crab, your lilacs are making the flower buds for next spring. Flowering cherry, forsythia, that blooms early in the year. Anything that blooms early is making a flower bud as we speak. And we've had some good showers, perfect. But if you can give them a little bit of food, you're going to find that that dogwood that did bloom so good for you will bloom again. And you should be okay. But just give it a good raking in the fall, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dwight from Maine with a question about amaryllis.
Dwight, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I planted an amaryllis in the ground a number of years ago, and every spring it comes up with the leaves, and the leaves die back, and right now it's in blossom. And I was wondering when would be the best time to dig it up and divide it, and because it's getting tight.
Okay. What you want to do is, when your amaryllis is done blooming, you want to cut the stem as close to the end, to the base of your foliage, as possible.
Oh, there is no foliage, just the blossoms.
All it is there's no leaves at all?
No leaves at all. That's the thing. It dies back, and then the blossoms come up later.
Huh, that's kind of strange. Then as soon as it finishes blooming, now this is potted, right?
No, it is in the ground. It has been in the ground for, probably 15 to 20 years.
And this is an amaryllis?
It is a blue amaryllis.
A blue amaryllis. I have never seen a blue amaryllis.
Well, it's in blossom right now. I wish I could send you a picture, but I'm not on the internet other than at work, and I can't do it there.
Yeah. I don't know what it could be, because amaryllis are usually, if it's a bulb, will bloom during the winter or in the springtime outside.
Right. But no, this is something I bought, it was advertised as a blue amaryllis, winter hardy, and it is winter hardy. I mean, it comes up every year. I'm up near Belfast, if you ever get up this way.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They've come to be known as green-on-blue attacks. Men in Afghan army or police uniforms turning their guns on coalition troops, including Americans. It's happened again.
Two U.S. service members died this morning in Farah province
when a member of the Afghan local police turned his weapon against them.
Brigadier General Gunter Kotz is the chief NATO military spokesman in Afghanistan. Later in the day, an Afghan soldier turned his gun on foreign troops in another part of the country, wounding two of them. All this talk of tax returns, it continues on the presidential campaign trail. Now, the Obama campaign is challenging Republican Mitt Romney to release at least 5 years of his returns, saying...
And on your amaryllis, what you want to do is this. Dig it up when it gets done blooming. And there's probably going to... If it's an amaryllis, it's going to be a bulb the size of your fist or larger. And if it can be divided, you will notice where you will have multiple bulbs in that same cluster, okay? So you need a sharp knife, and all the roots are going to be on like a little pancake-type growth on the bottom of the bulb cluster. And you need to take the knife and cut into that little root-bearing pad so that every piece has a root and a bulb, okay? So if you cut it and there's no root system, it probably will not survive. So you have to be careful. A good, clean, sharp knife. Lay it on its side, cut into where the roots are forming, so that every piece has its own piece of root.
The Rescue College of Insectology is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Why Trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No, what? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. 855-660-4261. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking about garlic, because garlic in the Northeast, in the northern half of the country, has to be planted during the month of September. So if you're interested in listening to a program and the station doesn't carry it, the program after 8, go to paulparent.com. And you can listen to it right on the website. While you're there, take a look at the newsletter. Sign up for it. That will give you more information. But garlic is coming up at 8. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dave from Maine with a question about hibiscus.
Hey, Dave, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
My hydrangeas, they didn't come up at all this year. They came up, but not one damn flower on the whole thing. I've got about four...
Are they the blue or the white?
The blue.
The blue. Okay.
They look healthy. They're about 4.5-5 feet high. But I think early in the spring, when we had that warm weather and then we got a cold snap, I think I lost the blossoms at that time.
Yep.
But now I want to cut them back.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. I had the same problem. I had planted some endless summer, and endless summer are plants that bloom early, and they bloom off and on during the year. And like you, I went out there in late April, early May, and I cleaned 3/4 of my blue hydrangea, and I had a real good deal last year. I just happened to be at a box store, and they were selling 1 gallon hydrangeas for $2. So I bought 50 of them, and I planted a whole big hedge of them.
Wow.
I did three quarters of them. Got them all cleaned, fed, got all my winter protection off, 2 days later, we went down to 27. And the next day went down to 22, and I lost all my foliage. Looked like sticks. The ones I hadn't touched, they were fine, okay? So I figured they were all dead. So I fed them again. I kept pampering. They all came back to life. But out of probably 30 plants, if I had a dozen flowers, I was lucky. The ones that I did not uncover, they were sheltered from the frost. They all have a dozen or more blooms on them right now. So, in your case, they're done blooming for the year. And if you're going to cut them back, now is the time to do it, because the plant has foliage on it. And when you make a cut, because there's foliage, it will be able to create a callus on the cut, sealing the plant so that during the winter, the stem where you made the cut does not dry out. Okay? So you can either do it now or wait until April of next year. But you're right. The cold weather is what did it. And as I said, 30 of my plants got wiped out with the cold weather. They did come back. They have grown. But when you compare the size of the 20 that I did not uncover because I ran out of time, they are double the size of the ones that were hit by the frost, and they have been in bloom all summer, while the ones that got hit with the frost only had a dozen blooms for 30 plants. So feed them. Use a granular slow-release fertilizer like Holly Tone, because your blue hydrangea prefer an acid-type soil, and it will make the color even better on them. And don't cut them back real hard. I mean, if they are 3 feet tall, you can take a third of the plant off. I wouldn't take any more than that. If you want to do it heavier than that, wait until the springtime when you start to see signs of the plant waking up.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.